This is Kayan Pala. He's a physician with a PhD. He's a professor at the Department of Public Health at Uludag University, and he's on the Faculty of Medicine. It's in Bursa, Turkey, correct? So welcome, doctor.
Thank you for this opportunity to Social with Caucus. I try to discuss with you neoliberal health reforms and community participation, the case of Turkey. I have no relationship to disclose, of course. But one of the most important components of health promotion is community participation. The importance of community participation in healthcare was raised by the Almaty Declaration, as you know. According to the Declaration, community participation should be ensured planning, organization, implementation, and supervision of health services at the highest level. WHO in 1991 had a conceptual framework related with community involvement in health. It means effective communication and interaction between the community and the other parts of the health system, representation of all sections of the community, proper information as a basis for sound decision making, and in my opinion, it is the best important thing is decision making mechanisms which involve the community. According to Rifkin, community involvement in health development is a process by which partnership is established between the government and local communities in the planning, implementation, and utilization of health activities in order to benefit from increased local self-reliance and social control over the infrastructure and technology of primary healthcare. But after the collapse of the Soviet Union and the Eastern Bloc, international financial institutions dramatically changed the definition of their mission. In the health field, the World Bank took over the initiative from the World Health Organization and became the dominant international institution for health policy formulation. As a result, it imposed its neoliberal vision on the health policies of the poor countries. The bank prescribed to invest in health using neoliberal recipes involving privatization and liberalization. From the perspective of international institutions, especially the World Bank, community participation and empowerment should be contributing to overall goals of cost reduction for the public sector. Thus, community participation transformed to community financing by neoliberal health reforms. With neoliberal health reforms, community participation is distanced from the definition of the Almaty Declaration. Community cannot take part in decision-making process in neoliberal health reforms, and community financing has been mentioned as a part of the community participation in health services. The World Bank has a definition of community financing. Community financing or community-based health insurance is often advocated as an alternative to other health financing strategies. In community financing, communities operate and control the financing of their healthcare, typically through locally based prepayment schemes. Community financing, according to bank, can also help finance the marginal cost of publicly delivered services such as user fees or additional supplies or tests that are needed. Be careful, please. You can see the user fees. And then we will discuss user fees in my country. Community participation in health sector, first time in my country, was regulated with the law on the socialization of health services. it is very famous, especially in public health era, published in 1961, and Committee on Health of Health Centers and Committee on Health of Provinces have been established. The member committee members were health specialists, health professionals, plus community members, like teacher, like officer from mosque, like member of other NGOs. Unfortunately, this regulation has not been widely put into practice. Neoliberal era began in my country in 1980. 24 January 1980, government announced a new structural adjustment program introduced to globalization. And then neoliberal policies were settled by military coup d'etat on 12 September 1980. 2 years after, they wrote a new constitution and health services approach was changed. The old one, old constitution, said as state provides medical care to everyone. In the new one, said state plans only plans and organize all health institutions. State is not provider. Between 1983 and 2002, governments supported private sector various legislation. The most important legislation was Health Services Basic Law that published in 1987. Marketization of public health institutions, including public hospitals, and precarious employment for health manpower, cancelled by Constitutional Court. Then, 2002, after the general election, a new government was elected. And new government announced a new health reforms that called Health Transformation Program. Neoliberal health reforms have been implemented taking Health Transformation Program name since 2003 in Turkey. Actually, it was not new program. Government prepared this program according to recommendation of World Bank. In 2002, World Bank published a book, the recommendation of Turkish health reform in Turkish. And then community participation in this program is regulated as a contribution to the financing of health services, prescription fee, surcharge, inpatient bed fee, etc. This is official document of Minister of Health. You can see section of main principles, definition of participation, not community participation. Participation means, according to our Minister of Health, obtaining the opinions and recommendations of all stakeholders and the formation of platforms which will enable a constructive discussion environment during the development and implementation of the system. Furthermore, this principle aims at involving all the components of the health sector into the scope of the system and the assurance of resource unity in practice. This slide is belonging to Minister of Health. You can see health transformation program all 8 times. First one is Minister of Health as the planner and supervisor, not provider. Second, universal health insurance gathering everyone under single umbrella. And third, and others. You cannot see any sentences related with community participation in this program. After the implementation of health transformation program, social security organizations were combined and social security institution was established in 2006. Social security institution began to purchase healthcare services from public or private institutions. Within 10 years, private hospitals has increased from 276 in 2003 to 550 in 2013. Social health insurance was introduced in 2006 with premium user fee and basic package. After the implementation of health transformation program, you have to pay user fee to access to healthcare, both outpatient and inpatient, both medical examinations and prescription. Before the health transformation program, you have to pay only prescription charge, not others. With health transformation program, user fee in health services for medical examinations provided by social security institution has increased from, as you see, 466 Turkish million liras in 2009 to 2.1 billion Turkish liras in 2012. User fee for medical examination rate in household health expenditure has also increased from 5.7% to 18.1%. How about user fee for medicine or informal payment to private sector? We don't know exact expenditure, but we estimate over 4 billion Turkish liras plus. Public and private health expenditure have increased, as you know, in 2003 and 2013. Only private health expenditure has increased 65.2%. You can see they created a big market in the health sector in my country. In 2002, approximately our total health expenditure was approximately $15 billion. Last year, they published 2013, over $70 billion. Maybe it is little for compared to US, but it is big in my country. Also, out-of-pocket expenditure has increased approximately twofold, from 87 international dollar in 2003 to $170 in 2013. In conclusion, community participation concept transformed to community financing, unfortunately, by neoliberal health reforms. Neoliberal health reforms that called in my country health transformation program after 2003 should be discussed because of the structure that does not allow to community participation. In these reforms, people cannot join decision-making process. They don't care community participation. They focused on only profit maximization. Thank you.
That's a question?
Yes.
Are there any questions for Dr. Powell?
You mentioned the nonprofit sector as a potential provider. Is its role very small in
Yeah, in my country, Turkey, nonprofit sector, it is very, very small. We cannot talk about with them.
So these are mostly private sector?
Yeah.
Question just as to when they privatized the hospitals, so you went from 200 or so to 500 privatized hospitals. Somebody purchased those hospitals, they were public assets before. Where did the money go and to who did it go?
Actually, it is not privatized the public hospitals,
okay.
It is new private hospitals established by the private sector,
okay.
But our private hospitals in 2011, published by government a new legislation, a kind of transferment to private hospital, like a similar in US HMO. Okay, or
that answers the question.
Thank you very much for this question. Some hospitals ownership from outside of Turkey, especially US, UK, and some Arabic countries, Qatar, United Emirates, etc. Thank you very much for this question, because we have a big problem related with misinformation by Ministry of Health. For example, last month, a paper published in New England Journal of Medicine by Rıfat Atun, he works in Harvard University, related with Turkish Neoliberal Health Transformation Program. In my opinion, it is not scientific paper. It is only propaganda paper. For example, they published health insurance coverage rate 98%. As you know, World Bank and our ministers, very, very important universal coverage. But it is not true. According to official data, health coverage rate, health insurance coverage rate in my country, approximately 86 or 7%. I sent to letter to editor. It is not true, but editor rejected me and my colleagues because they are very powerful. And answer your question, actually, we have very limited data to evaluate our system and neoliberal health reform results.
Okay, so our third and last speaker is Jose Colon Burgos. Thank you. He is a graduate student at the University of Puerto Rico in Cali.
Correct. What?
Wait, okay, where is it? In San Juan. There it is.
Yeah.
I didn't underline. And he's going to talk with us about an anarchist perspective.
Yep. Good afternoon, everyone.